everybody. Mr. Constitution here, Douglas V. Gibbs. Been a while. We're going to try to get back into videos once again. We've got a lot going on, a lot on our plates. We have 6 Constitution classes in Southern California, a couple of podcasts, a Zoom broadcast that we do, and so much more. On November 1st of 2022, DouglasVGibbs.com will be getting a retrofit, a facelift, and so it's going to look a little different. So for those of you who visit DouglasVGibbs.com and PoliticalPistachio.com, all of that's getting ready to change into something better. We're going to be a little more, national, get a few more eyeballs. But anyway, so here's what today's about. I had a candidate call me, a friend of mine, who says, you know, Doug, I'm going to be in this debate, and here's the question. I need to, you know, get your input, what you think. I know what I think, and we talked about it and all that, and she was pretty close to the target, and, you know, she really gets it. But she says, all right, Doug, here's the question that I know I'm going to be asked in this debate. We have seen gridlock become a norm in the legislatures, or the legislature, Congress. What is it that we can do to fix it? And I told her, well, gridlock actually is not something we need to fix per se, as much as use to our advantage. Gridlock is a natural byproduct of what it is to be a republic. Gridlock is what happens when you've got different factions going up against each other. And, you know, it's funny because James Madison, I believe it was Federalist 10 and 43, I think, are the two that he said this in. But he basically said, hey, you know, factions, that's, we normally have factions. That's what we do. I remember reading that George Washington and John Adams both said, hey, the two-party system's going to kill us. But then James Madison says, yeah, I know, but the fact is we naturally do it. If we were to hypothetically get rid of the political parties, and then a new issue comes up, and there's people for it, there's people against it, birds of a feather flock together, they organize, they pick leaders, boom, you have your parties. So what do you do with the factions that we have? Well, you pit them against each other, you allow them to have that debate. Gridlock is a natural byproduct of that. And in fact, the idea was to strengthen the minority voice so that that debate, that gridlock, that confrontation could happen. So that's the reason why in the originally with the Constitution, the U.S. Senate, the senators weren't voted in by the people democratically like they are today, thanks to the 17th Amendment from 1913. But prior to that, the U.S. senators were appointed by the state legislatures. And what that did with two per state is it created a scenario where the minority voice, the rural areas, had a voice in the Congress, and they were the voice of the Senate because the House is democratically elected. The cities, the bigger, the stronger states, they're going to have a bigger voice. So you got the population centers and the rural areas debating. So you're going to have gridlock because they're different from each other, and that was the way it was intended to be. And originally with the state legislatures, it was similar. You have your assemblies slash state house slash House of Delegates, depending on what state you're in, and they are democratically voted in, and that would be, once again, the voice of the cities, the voice of the population centers. But it used to be one per county when it came to the state senate, and that meant, and also the county legislatures were appointing them. So what this did is it ensured that the rural voice was stronger in the state senate. Once again, it creates this conflict, these factions going at it, gridlock, debate. Because you don't want any majority power or any power to run away with everything. You want to have that check and balance. And it was a natural check and balance put in place. So gridlock, once again, even though our system's not as it originally should be exactly, it's still designed in enough way that gridlock and these differences of opinion still happen. And that's good. I don't want the whole country to be like California, where you've got a supermajority and the one side just does whatever it wants anytime it wants because it wants to. You want that debate. If we went back to the old way of doing it, for example, with one per county state senate, you think California would look a little different? Absolutely. The two houses would be different from each other. I want that debate. I want that gridlock. So as I was explaining to this candidate for Congress, gridlock is a natural byproduct of being a republic. We want it. So then how do you fix it? You've got this problem where, well, gosh, nothing's getting done. Well, first of all, the wheels of government are supposed to grind slowly. There is such thing as an efficient government that that operates very quickly. It's called a dictatorship, sort of like the, you know, Starship Enterprise with Jean-Luc Picard on the bridge saying, make it so. And that's not the way our system is supposed to run. There's supposed to be that debate. There's supposed to be that conflict. There's supposed to be sometimes gridlock or shutting down the government or whatever. Because that creates something that we really want, compromise. If there's gridlock, if there's debate, if there's an embattlement when it comes to our political system, that means that in order to get something done, there has to be compromise. And I'm not talking to where one side just gives up something and the other side, you know, takes. I'm talking true compromise where a mutually beneficial decision is made that's best for the country, not best for a particular party. So gridlock is not something that needs to be fixed. Gridlock is something that needs to be resolved with compromise, and gridlock is important. It's an important part of what we are as a country, as a republic, because that gridlock is what staves off tyranny. That's what keeps liberty in place. We want the battles. We want the disagreements. We want the debates. We want gridlock. All right, thanks for watching. United we stand, combined we kick butt. God bless America. My friends, God bless you. If you want to help out with what I do, you can go to douglasvgibbs.com or politicalpistachio.com. Find the donate button. We're always needing funds for the different things that we do. I'm a public speaker. I speak around the country. I have the classes. Two radio programs on KMET AM 1490 and K-Praise AM 1210 down in San Diego. And, of course, I want to keep doing videos as much as I can. So thanks for watching. We'll see you next time here on this video channel. And remember, I've got two YouTubes, BitChute, Brighteon, and Rumble. I try to put the general videos on all of them. One of the YouTube gets specifically stuff that's constitutional lessons. And that's my Constitution Study Television. So douglasvgibbs.com, politicalpistachio.com. We'll see you next time. Thanks for spending the time with me.